From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. North Korea today threatened to declare itself formally as a nuclear-equipped nation and to carry out a test of a nuclear bomb. The threats came during the six-nation talks in Beijing on Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. The North Koreans also claimed to possess the means to deliver a nuclear weapon. But in an apparent contradiction, the diplomats also claimed to be in favor of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now to try to make sense of these developments. Mike, what more can you tell us about these threats from North Korea? How new are they?
Well, Melissa, we've heard similar claims before. North Korea often makes threats like these as a negotiating tactic. And for most of the past year, they have made the claim that they already possess nuclear weapons and are extracting plutonium from their spent nuclear fuel for more bombs. This declaration that they are also planning to carry out a test of a nuclear weapon is also not new. We've heard that before, and in fact in recent months. But when you put that together with the assertion that they have the means to deliver a nuclear weapon, and by that most analysts and experts believe they mean missiles, it's a pretty high level of nasty rhetoric that the delegations in Beijing are hearing. Still, the North Koreans have also said, according to officials there, they've acknowledged that their goal, too, is to eliminate nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula, and they have used words like dismantlement, which is what the United States wants.
And what has the response been to that nasty rhetoric at the talks in Beijing?
Well, the United States has reacted calmly. Here in the United States, a White House spokeswoman today called the talks positive. She pointed out that North Korea has had a history of using what she called inflammatory rhetoric, and at the same time, she praised the cooperation from the other nations taking part. Still, there are some administration officials who are emphasizing the hostility and intransigence of the North Koreans, and there are those in the administration who see no point in negotiating with the North Koreans. And on the other hand, there are those who believe a deal with the North Koreans is possible. So the two wings in the Bush administration are interpreting the rhetoric of the North Koreans accordingly.
You also have China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea at these talks. What's the response from them?
Well, by all accounts, there has been some effort on their part to help the United States and North Korea find common ground. According to some reports, Russia and Japan, in the meeting that was held today, which was the second day of three scheduled days of talks, tried to help North Korea see the positive elements in the U.S. position. Everyone has said they want North Korea to get rid of its nuclear program. Apparently, the North Koreans did attack some of the other delegations for what they said was siding with the United States. It should be said, I think I should point out, that the United States also laid out its maximum position yesterday at these talks, which is understood to require North Korea to take concrete steps to freeze all its current nuclear activities, accept the return of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, and recommit to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is a treaty the North Koreans pulled out of earlier this year. All of that in the U.S. position before there is any talk of meeting North Korea's concerns about its security and providing economic incentives.
Mm-hmm. Now, these talks are supposed to continue tomorrow. Does that still seem to be the plan?
Yes, it does. Despite the threats and the tensions and the difficulties, the State Department said today the third meeting will take place as scheduled on Friday. As to whether there will be future rounds, that is, whether this process of negotiating with North Korea will continue, well, we can't be sure yet. Other nations at the talks have said there's an agreement all around the table, and it's a hexagonal table, to continue the process later in the second round. The Russians especially are saying that. But the State Department today would not confirm that. There are many in the Bush administration, as I've said, who believe talking to the North Koreans is fruitless, and the administration is certainly going to review closely what happened this week before they decide whether future talks are possible with the North Koreans.
Okay, Mike. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Mike Schuster.